The readings for the 19th of April. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, 27 to 33. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and saviour, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. The gospel reading is from John 3, verse 31 to 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks about earthly things. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, yet no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted his testimony has certified this, that God is true. He whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives a spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has placed all things in his hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but must endure God's wrath. After the joy of Easter week and the lofty expressions of peace and hope in the scriptural readings, today's passages remind us of another important side of the life of faith with quite a jolt. The joy and deep conviction that we have about our faith in Jesus may be the very thing that causes others equally deep anger and resentment. And these can pose profound challenges for our life of faith. When challenged about their preaching, the apostles reply, "We must obey God rather than any human authority." This reply is so right in principle, of course, yet so fraught with danger in implementation. After all, many of those in the Western world condemned as terrorists claim that they are obeying the call of God. And this call overrides the authority of any human being of any government. The central issue, of course, is that little word, claim. We who believe in God make claims about God's role in our lives, and we may feel compelled to act on them. But, to be honest, there is no way we can prove that God spoke to us or that we experienced God. It's all in the realm of faith. And, as Paul said about faith, we see now as in a mirror darkly. Paul's mirrors were probably polished metal, and not being a man of means, I suppose he could only afford pretty cheap ones, ones that were not highly polished. There is an element of uncertainty, of mystery about faith that Paul catches with his image. And we need to keep this in mind before we start assuming that we have a mandate from God to take control of other people's lives. Fortunately, the apostles in our first reading supply a handy check with their claim that they are only witnesses to God's offer of repentance and forgiveness. If our convictions about obeying a call from God don't lead in this direction, then we can presume that something is amiss with our perception of God's call. If we turn now to John's Gospel, we can see that Jesus seems just as blunt in the passage where he says that the one who disobeys the Son or refuses to believe in him will have to endure the wrath of God. it would be dangerous for us to say this about someone, not simply because we may want to be nice and encouraging, but because our knowledge of the other person is always so limited. But like the reading from Acts, John's Gospel thankfully provides another check for us in the famous episode of the Doubting Thomas, the one that we read as last Sunday's Gospel. In that dramatic scene, Thomas says that unless he can personally verify to his own satisfaction that Jesus is risen, in other words, prove it, he refuses to believe. Unlike the person under God's wrath in today's Gospel, Jesus does not criticize or condemn Thomas, but accepts him as an honest searcher for truth. He does not impose, but invites Thomas to reconsider and to believe. We can confidently trust the judgment of Jesus as the one who sees all that goes on in our hearts, and the one who knows those who reject him out of malice and those who reject him in good faith, as searchers for the truth. We can and we should leave such judgments to Jesus, who will, as the Gospel tells us elsewhere, never give up the pursuit of the lost ones, those who reject him. The best that we can do is to emulate this commitment of his by living and preaching the Gospel, no matter how hostile the reception.